Not all farmers have opportunities to do a little PR work for agriculture, but some do. You'll meet one today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sheep and lambs are the core business of Brunco Family Lamb near Wamego, Kansas. And Glenn Brunco says there's a little public relations work involved as well.
They get to know you, especially repeat customers. You get to be a resource for them. We do two farmers markets, and those days are 3 or 4 hours of direct contact with consumers. They're more informed, but oftentimes I'm finding that the information they're getting isn't completely correct. We all know what kind of a source the internet can be. It can be good and it can be bad.
The best approach to customer relations, says Brunco, is to be candid.
What I find is if I'm honest with the consumer and talk about things like antibiotics and how we use them and why we feed what we do and talk to them a little bit about topics like GMOs and hormones and things like that and be honest about what we do in our operation, it's a great feedback for me. We need to pass along information, but we also need to listen to them.
Brunco says there can be many opportunities to be ambassadors for agriculture, like county fairs.
I always told my kids to think about what you're doing. Assume that somebody's watching you all the time when you're at a show.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.